Welcome to the Holistic Endo Expert Podcast. This is your girl, your host, Dr. Johnson, and I want to personally welcome you to season two of this amazing podcast. This podcast is going to put you in the driver's seat of your health by giving you the tools, tips, and tricks that you need to not only manage endometriosis, but take you from endo warrior to endo conqueror.
What's up, family? Happy 2024. I know we are deeper in January, but I'm still excited for the new year. And I'm going to be honest, I've probably gotten so much accomplished in these last 20 days of January. I already know 2024 is my year. And this is the thing, I want 2024 to be your year as well. Pumped up, excited, per usual. I won't even give you more details. Several different things going on in my business and my health. And I also want to encourage you guys to just lean into this as your year. I know some of you are having a rough start. I've seen your Instagram stories. I know that the devil is working overtime. We are going to have to come together, empower ourselves, change our circles, and really start to lean into the tips and the tools that are in the toolbox. That's what we're going to have to do. So I just came back from an amazing conference, which I guess you call it a conference. I'm calling it a conference. It was technically a retreat, but I learned so much. We'll just call it a conference. So I had a retreat with my doTERRA family. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't know anything about essential oils, feel free to slide up in those DMs because I am ready to drop those gems. At the retreat, I learned so much, but this is what I really, really, really want you to understand. It wasn't just learning about the essential oils and how to retire sooner and all of that fun stuff that we get hyped up about the business. The best part was being in a home full of people that were passionate about health. I'm talking about stories, testimonials. I mean, I'm going to just go ahead and use the word healings, like miraculous healing wins that has happened, not just for everyone in the room, but the ripple effect of everything that's going on in their practice. I mean, it was amazing. I know amazing's my word, and that's just like all I can say, but it was effing amazing to sit in the room with people that were passionate about their health, that were like, this is where I've been. This is where I'm going. This is where I'm at now. These are the tools and the things I'm using to better my health. It was amazing. I was like, these are my people. This is absolutely my crew. I can sit around and talk about coffee enemas and hot colon hydrotherapy and Reiki and ozone insufflations and like all this stuff. And they got it. They were speaking my language. I really, really, really I'm telling you this because I need you to start assessing your circle. I know I came kind of sharp on that last episode and some of y'all were like, I know LJ is on one. I'm on one and I'm about to bring you on one as well. I need us to start assessing our circles because the goals and the things we have lined up for this year, they're bigger than us. We have got to align ourselves with a team that's going to get us to the next level. Now, that next level may be a health win, that may be a business win, that may be a relationship goal, a family goal, whatever it is, 2024 is going to require a new set of friends, a new friend circle, and a new set of leadership skills. But keeping in mind, if you're not in the driver's seat of your health, you can have the leadership skills, you can have the friend circle, you can have the mastermind groups, you can be going to all these conferences and retreats. But if your body is unreliable, it's going to be real hard to get things done this year. So I'm going to table the health situation because I really want to lean in and chat with my entrepreneurs. It is really interesting. As I was listening to everything this weekend, it kind of made me kind of sit back and be like, okay, these are the things that I used to deal with. These are some of the challenges that used to, how do I put it? These are some of the challenges that used to put me in the back seat, take me out of the driver's seat. For example, being outside of my routine used to really mess with me. It would mess with my gut. It would mess with my mental health. I would feel discouraged. I was like, if I don't have my certain routine, I cannot function. And that was the old LJ. And what I learned this weekend is, okay, my health isn't perfect. Endo is in remission. Asthma is in remission. All of these things I've been diagnosed are in remission. However, there are still things I need to work on, but this is the biggest thing I want you to listen to. Just because your health is not perfect sometimes we get to where we're like, okay, if it's not perfect, then everything's horrible. If it's not 100%, I can't be grateful. And this weekend when I was traveling, it really made me grateful for the small healing wins. Little healing wins like, oh, let's talk about, in all honesty and transparency, most of the time when we travel, our bums get locked up. We're constipated. We're drinking the water. We're doing the electrolytes. We're doing all the things and it still ain't working. We locked up. For me to be able to travel, and I know some of you are laughing, but I have to laugh as well. For me to be able to travel and not have a gut that was locked up, be able to eat foods that I normally wouldn't eat, but not be in a pain flare, that was huge. The old me would have been very regimented. I have to eat these foods. I will not detour. I'm not going to be flexible. Then I lay in bed all night. Oh my God, I ate XYZ at the restaurant. I wonder if I'm going to be okay. I wonder if I'm going to be bloated. Should I do this? Should I do that? That was the old me. The new me was like, okay, I'm eating these gluten-free cookies. I'm eating things outside of my norm, but I am not going to turn this into circular thinking, demonizing the food, demonizing myself, beating myself up, and throwing myself into a trauma loop. For some of you, that's like, that's not a big deal. But for others, you know what it's like to eat something on a Monday and be like, how bad is it going to be? Am I going to be able to recover by the end of the week? You know what it's like to go to a restaurant and enjoy yourself and then be in pain. You know what it's like to go on a vacation, spend all that money trying to hang out with your friends, eat the wrong thing on a Thursday, and you be MIA till like Monday. I'm not the only one. So that was huge for me. Now, in all transparency, your girl may have had a little too much high fructose corn syrup. I'm going to go ahead and put my business out there. I seen those DMs when you guys were like, what? I'm not perfect, but this is a sign of healing. My gut has always needed additional support. So for me to have some regular old conventional, yes, I said it, some regular old non-organic barbecue sauce and not be bloated AF the next day, still be able to think, possibly even got a pinch of gluten by accident when I was out and about eating at restaurants, but still be able to function the next day. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna call that a win. Now I'm not going out looking for gluten, and your girl definitely gonna have to slide back from that barbecue sauce. And those who know me, fries and barbecue sauce, my favorite right. I love them, I love them. But we gonna have to start making better barbecue choices. The old me would have not enjoyed being away from the home for 6 days. Maybe a couple days, but 6 days a week without all of my normal modalities. You know, I maybe didn't have access to my sauna all the time. Yeah, I could bring my supplements, but I didn't have my ozone insufflations, which has been a huge part of my healing, especially from the scamdemic, to make sure my sense of smell came back, keeping my ears clear. Not to mention the last time I was in Boise, your girl at 44 years old got her first, I repeat, first double ear infection. It was horrible. Thank you, doTERRA family, because baby, they came through and had me right within 48 hours because it was like the worst pain ever. I want you to stop and think, what are some things in 2023 that would have been huge setbacks for you? But now they're not really setbacks. They are signs of healing. I say this because when managing chronic illness, may it be endometriosis, fibroids, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, if you're managing a chronic illness, it gets really discouraging because you just want everything to be perfect, right? We are not grateful until our skin is clear every day. We lose the 15 pounds. Our hormones are perfect. Every night we're getting 10 hours of sleep and feeling like $1 million. But that's not always going to be the reality. Is it okay to have clear skin maybe 28 days out of the month and maybe 2 days worth of pimples? Like, I don't love pimples, but I'm thinking that's a win. We need to lean into our wins. So a lot of things that I did over the last few days, they weren't my norm, but it was fine. I made it. I wasn't constipated the whole time. I was not in a rash. I wasn't doubled over in the Airbnb in chronic pain and a pelvic flare. Did I make some choices that I normally wouldn't make? I kind of got comfortable with it after a couple days and was like, let me test the waters because I put in the work. Some of you have put in the work and you're still in that scarcity and that fear mindset of being in pain. And I get it. There's nothing worse than being on a flare when you're at home, around family, and even the more when you're traveling. But if you have been doing the work, give your body and your mind, really your mind, give yourself some grace to know that if you have something outside of your norm, that you've done the work to heal your gut and it's not going to tear your body down. It's not going to throw you in the flare. And some of this pain and trauma loop that we deal with, I hate to say it, it's all really internal. It's all mental. I was that person, if I took a bite of something, it probably wasn't even the food that was tearing me up. It's because I lay in bed blaming myself. Oh, I better work out extra. Oh, I'm going to wake up an hour early because I have to get the cardio. I didn't even work out for 6 and 7 days. I felt great. I wasn't over-exercising. I indulged in a few things that I normally wouldn't. But being able to look at the scale 8 or 9 days later, know that I ate outside of my norm. I may have had some Yard House, you know, French fries that fell in my mouth with some garlic aioli and some barbecue sauce. And still, honey, was still 100, maybe a little bloated, but nothing like I would have had before. So start really focusing on some of the wins. Yes, we have our goals. Yes, we have our challenges. Focus on the wins. Let's talk about some other things when it came to the old me. I shared an Airbnb with two amazing business partners. The old me? Yeah, nah. That wouldn't have been for me. And why? Because I'd be afraid that I was going to be a burden on them just in case I got sick. I'd be in fear if they were going to judge me on how many supplements I took, or, you know, maybe I'm not going to stay out late, or maybe I'm not going to do this. The old me would have been like, I have to have my own room. I have to have my own space. And there's nothing wrong with having your own room and your own space. But typically I did that out of fear. You know, what if they want me to do something and I'm not able to? Or what if I have a bad day and I have a sluggish start? It was amazing to be surrounded by them, to wake up in the morning and be like, LJ, you're okay. You're okay. You didn't have an allergic reaction. You're fine. You're safe. That was huge. These are the wins that we don't really think about. We're just like, oh, we went on a trip and it was great. But think about those trips, honey, that you went on where they weren't really great, where you weren't able to eat anything outside of those 8 or 10 foods that you've restricted yourself to. And some of y'all, I'm just going to come at you a little different. You've been eating those same 8 or 10 foods, trying to manage your symptoms. You still in pain. You still bloated. And if that's you, you need to go ahead and click that link and get on that complimentary discovery call. And let's chit chat and see what we can do for you. But these are the things that I'm talking about. These are the wins. Yes, inflammation may be there. Yes, you have a diagnosis. But what can you do? I repeat, what can you do to celebrate those wins, celebrate the work that you've done within your body, but keep it in reason and move some of that rigid lifestyle? I feel like it's very rigid. It's scarcity. It's fear. It's trauma. It's PTSD. It's all of those things. And we have got to step away from that so that we can actually enjoy our lives. There's been times where I'm working with patients and they're feeling amazing, but I'm not really enjoying my life. I'm trying to hurry up and help them. I got to do this. I got to do that. I'm afraid of this. What if this happens? Oh, I can't plan this. I remember the days I wish I could find my old calendar where I planned my entire world around my period. For example, I know exactly what day I was on when I was traveling. The old LJ, Day 14 through 28, baby, don't ask me to do nothing. I can barely show up to work, and we surely are not going to be traveling just in case I'm cramped up, just in case the murder scene period shows up, just in case this, that, and the other. To be able to travel and feel that freedom and know that, okay, I don't have all my tools, all my fun stuff. And to be honest, all of that stuff isn't really needed. I just enjoy it. I'm just living my best life, and I love all the biohacks. But being able to just travel, grab a few essential oils, know that I had access to a few where I was going, have my castor oil pack, and some of the bare bone basics and be able to function, baby, that's a win. Period, point blank. Life ain't amazing all the time. I'm not 100% healthy all the time. But for me, that was a huge win. Being able to step out of my routine and have fun. Being able to step out of my routine and not feel the need to drive and work and gruel. This is another thing for 2024. We really need to lean into peaceful profits. Peaceful profits is not always in the hustle and the bustle, chasing a dollar, chasing the goals, chasing this, chasing that, being grateful for where we're at, knowing that we are moving forward, grabbing that new team, and pushing towards the finish line. Our bodies are way more resilient than we think. Now, if it's more resilient than what you think, you need to choose one thing that you want to step past the boundary, where you want to move that scarcity mindset. Maybe you've been doing super restrictive eating for the last year and you're like, LJ, that's me, Dr. Johnson, I need you because I'm restricted and still not having those wins. Start with some of the basics, logging your food, identifying your trigger foods, creating a team, because especially for us entrepreneurs, us high achievers, our health has to be consistent. We cannot show up in our business. We cannot show up in life if we do not have our health. If you don't have health, you pretty much have nothing. I know it's cliche. We see all the memes and the posts, but it's true. If you do not have health, you essentially have zero. Now, a few things I did learn as I was testing the boundaries is tapioca doesn't work for me. I don't know if it's just tapioca in itself. Is it the fact that there's probably some glyphosate on there? Glyphosate ain't helping nobody. I don't know if it's because it's organic, it's not organic. I haven't been able to do all the research, but what I will say very honestly is I figured out tapioca does not work for me. Here's another thing I realized as I was testing the boundaries. Organic cane sugar, she, he, they, whatever, not my friend. Feels good going down. Tastes great going down, but it just doesn't work for me. So what I did do is when I got home, I had some organic treats that had some organic cane sugar in it, did some muscle testing. They legit make me weaker. Like I'm telling you, muscle testing confirmed tapioca and organic cane sugar don't work for Dr. LJ. And the reason I wanted to point this out is because sometimes when I start looking at food logs and people are talking to me about their nutrition, they assume because it says gluten-free, you know, organic, locally sourced, you know, they know what to put on those labels to suck us in. It doesn't mean it works for your body. The other thing that I'm starting to realize is a lot of this gluten-free, sugar-free, air-free, you know, whatever, all the freeness, right? Is really the chemicals in there that's kicking our butt. Right on down to that, I think it was a reel that I posted about oat milk. Yes, it may work for some people, but if you're sensitive to maltose, dextrose, all the oses, anything ending in an O-S-E, which is a form of sugar, it can be more inflaming for your body and spike your blood sugar. But that's a whole nother episode that we're going to delve into a little bit later. So those are a couple things I learned as I was testing the boundaries. You grow and heal that leaky gut. But those two items are not a friend of mine. Another thing it reminded me of or reassured me of as I was traveling is that endometriosis is totally in remission for me. I am no longer controlled by chronic systemic inflammation throughout my entire body. The things that normally would debilitate me didn't faze me at all. I don't know if you guys follow me on Instagram. If you don't, you definitely want to come on over to the holistic.endo expert because I share a lot of things on there. I also do a lot of Q&As. But the reason I mentioned that is I did a snow angel and I just threw it in my Instagram stories. And I got so many people that were asking like, hey, I thought you were sensitive to the cold. I remember you said you hated the cold because that's another reason I left Denver. Baby, it was just too cold for me. Too cold, too much mold. The altitude, it was not a good combo for me in the part of my healing journey that I was in. But being able to go outside, yes, it was cold, don't get me wrong, but being able to do snow angels, doing those types of things before, I'm telling you, you don't have to rob me in the cold, honey. I will hand everything to you. Like that was the old me. Hypothyroid is something that I have been working on for years and it's not perfect. Going back to what I said earlier, but it's better. I'm able to withstand the cold and actually use my brain in the cold versus being in fight or flight and just being like, ah, what am I going to do? Like literally that's how it sounds in my head. So another win. The other thing, I became very grateful for all the modalities that I do have. It has been life-changing for me, but I want to really lean in and tell you, I did not heal only because of the modalities that I have. Yes, I have a sauna. Let me think of all the things I have that maybe everyone doesn't have access to. I have an infrared sauna. I have grounding tools. I have an ozone machine. I've got the ozone oils. I'm able to do my own teas and tinctures. I have access to supplements, right? I have that expendable income. And it was nice to not have all of those and not fall apart. But it did make me really grateful because I do understand not everyone has access to those things. And it also made me kind of go old school, right? Maybe before I had the overpriced compression pants and I wanted to move my lymphatic system, your girl had to go old school and get that dry brush out, hop in the bathtub, get in the bathtub with Epsom salt or magnesium salt. Just being in a bathtub and the water and the pressure, it's like a lymphatic massage. So I share that for two reasons. Number one, healing is possible when you have all the modalities. Number two, healing is still possible when you don't have all the fun gadgets. Maybe you don't have the infrared sauna, but you can definitely get up in that hot and cold shower, right? And work that lymphatic system and support the vagus nerve. Maybe you don't have the compression pants and all the compression, you know, gadgets or the little butt shaking plate, you know, the vibration plate, but I bet you can get yourselves, you know, get on Amazon, go to Walmart, Target, wherever you go and grab a dry brush. We have the tips, the tools. It is just time to put them into action. I'm excited because, like I said, this trip was a little bit longer for me and I didn't have all my tools. And for my body to not fall apart or me come back looking like Oompa Loompa 100, that was a win. A very, very big win. And I share all of this as well because as I was at the retreat learning and growing, it really confirmed some of my bigger news, the shift that is happening in my practice. Yes, I am the holistic endo expert. Yes, God has helped me heal lots of different diseases, get those things into remission, support others. But my calling is bigger now. It's not just going to be endometriosis. It's not just going to be how is endo taking us out and make us strong. That will always be a part of my world, but it is not my destiny. My goal is bigger. My reach is bigger. So we are going to start shifting. You're seeing a rebrand. That's why I wasn't here last week because I'm working on the rebrand. But we are really going to start leaning into hormones and gut health. Yes, endometriosis, but we're going to start tapping in on PCOS, fibroids, fibromyalgia, some of these other things that are kicking our butt while we're managing these chronic illnesses. And I'm going to start bringing the tips and the tools from the head to the toe. We're going to start talking about biological dentistry. We're going to start talking about lung health, breath work, trauma releasing, all of these tools that have helped me. And then maybe even some tools I'm not familiar with because being at this retreat, I'm telling you, like we had some kick butt people in there and just learning about all the things they're doing, bioresonance scanning, body code, emotion code, Reiki. I was like, I need to start bringing this content to my people because I'm loving it. I did an amp coil. Amp coil, we're definitely, I'm going to reach out to the company and see if we can get some to talk about it because I loved it. PEMF, look it up, but stay tuned. So we're going to start shifting the brand of the holistic endo expert. And I just assume you're along for the ride. So stay tuned. Lots of amazing things coming in. Part of the shift was starting back up the group coaching, which is going amazing. I already got a testimonial. Let me just lean in on that one real quick. We are literally 2 weeks in to group coaching. Already got a message from my girl talking about, I've learned more about my body in two 45-minute group coaching sessions with Dr. LJ than I've learned in 20 years going to my OB-GYN. I'm a mic drop right there. This is where we are heading. We are going to start bringing you the tools, the encouragement, the protocols. I'm going to hand it all to you, but the ball is going to be in your court to bounce that baby and make it happen. I love my analogy. So I'm going to bring you everything, but then I'm also going to empower you and support that mindset, support that mental health so that you're in a better place so that you can actually start applying the tools and getting the healing wins that you deserve. So like I said, we're in a rebrand. You may want to join us over at TikTok as well. We are back on TikTok. You know what? Let me look up my new TikTok handle because I probably just don't have it memorized yet. Like I said, we're in the rebrand, honey. So we doing all the things. So let me look on my phone and find it. So if you want to follow me on TikTok, it is Dr. spelt out LJ Johnson. We're talking all things hormones, gut health. Now, if you want to do the Ask Me Anythings, you're going to need to join me on Instagram because that is where I do most of the Ask Me Anythings. That social media link is holistic.endo.expert. Slide on up into those DMs. You're already on the podcast. I do spend a little time on Pinterest, but I would say the biggest things would be follow me on Instagram for the Ask Me Anythings, everything that's going on in my daily life. You can also find me on Facebook if you're still doing the old school Facebook. I'm over there as well. But I'm excited and I want to encourage you. Just because your health is not 100%, do not discount the healing wins that you've had. Do not discount them. Be grateful, but also stay consistent so that when we get at the end of 2024, we're like, hey, I was dealing with this 90% of the time. Now it's down to a zero. Maybe it was 9 days a month. Now it's down to two. I know for some of you, you're like, that's not good enough. Yeah, that's probably just because you ain't been in a struggle like us, right? 30 days of pain, knocked down to 20, that's a win for us. And I know I'm speaking for a lot of the endo community. Anyone managing a chronic illness, any decrease in pain, may it even be 15 minutes less a day, that is a win. Do not be discouraged. Stay grateful for your wins. Create your circle. And then for my entrepreneurs, I really want you to start looking at the circle that you have around you when it comes to building your business and make sure that when you step away from that circle, you feel encouraged, motivated, full of ideas. That's how I felt when I left the retreat. I wish I could be there every weekend. I mean, if I may just throw it out there, your girl may actually have to get a house in Boise because I just love the energy. I love my people. I love my team. And being encouraged and walking away from that and being like, all right, I'm heading in the right direction. I'm feeling great with the rebrand. I'm feeling great with my customers, clients, patients, testimonials coming in. This is our year. So get ready to buckle up, baby, because we coming in hot. We coming in strong. Also, stay tuned because I'm going to be bringing some of my team members on and we're going to talk all things essential oils, what you can do, how they work, how they can benefit you, how they can work against gene expressions. Like, we're going to deep dive. So if you do have questions, that episode will probably be coming in the next month. Send us an email, slide into my DMs and give me your questions and we will handle those and do a quick Q&A at the end of that episode. I also wanted to let you know that if you do live here in the Scottsdale or Phoenix area, I would love, love, love to have you at some of my Treat Yourself local events. Absolutely free, educating, empowering, and motivating. That's what it's all about. So if you want this LJ energy in real life, IRL, send us an email for the details, or you can slide into the DMs on Instagram. We are having an event January 25th. It starts at 6:30 p.m. MST. Would love, love, love to have you. Even if you don't live local and you want to travel, baby, we'll take you. So seating is limited. I don't have enough room for 50 people in my house. I mean, we can get pretty intimate, but I want it to be comfortable. So seating is limited. Definitely, if you're on Instagram, you'll just see that link. You'll scan the QR code and you can register with Cassandra Johnson. But we're super, super excited. We had our first one in December. We had about 15 people and it was amazing. I talked all things hormones, gut health. I know y'all love the freemiums, honey, and it don't get better than that. Showing up at my place, hanging out with me and my people, getting all those free gems and empowering you and just really setting you up for tools in the toolbox. If you're local, this is your year. I would love to see you guys there.